But so many people look at hustle as, I've got to put my head down, I've got to grind, I've got to do all of this work. I. That's going to lead you guys into a massive, massive tailspin eventually, where you're going to get burnt out, where you're going to be wondering, why am I living this lifestyle for so long? I haven't achieved what I've wanted to achieve yet. And that's what happens to so many entrepreneurs.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Brady with Carrot. I'm super excited to get to announce something today. This episode is going to be a Trevor Truck Talk, and he's going to tell you what has helped him get laser focused on what really matters. It's an amazing episode. Can't wait to roll it. But first, real quick, we are rolling out something called the 30-Day Challenge. Now, this is something we've never done before at Carrot, and it's going to be open to agents, investors. Each one gets their own special, unique challenge. And what we're going to be doing is, over the course of 30 days, we're going to be giving you a strategy, implementation, so building out your website, teaching you SEO, Facebook ads, a little bit of PPC. We're going to be teaching you everything you need to dial in your marketing strategy. So the way we're going to be doing this is through lessons available on the website, but also through a private Facebook group where we're going to have coaching and accountability, daily videos, and actually live weekly coaching calls. It's going to be awesome. We want to do this because we're trying to think, you know, what is the quickest, most effective and efficient way we can get people to bring in their first 15 leads in 30 days. And this is what we came up with. It's been a huge success already. So if you want to join the challenge, go to carrot.com/challenge. Just select agent or investor. We can't wait to see you there. It's going to be stinking awesome. So don't forget carrot.com/challenge. Can't wait to crush it with you these next 30 days. Have an awesome day, everyone.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast. I'm actually driving to the office right now to head in to get my workout in on a Tuesday. So whatever day you're listening to this, hopefully you are getting moving today, guys. I know I've talked about it. I do Facebook Lives quite often of the workouts we do. It's not to really show you guys what to do because I don't really don't know what to do other than what my coach tells me to do. But it's really to inspire you guys to move, because for so many years, I didn't. And I felt the impact of it. I felt the lack of energy. I felt my body starting to kind of have these little creaks and aches and pains in it. I felt my back, my lower back starting to hurt every day because, you know, I'm either standing or sitting quite a bit. And so I want to encourage you, if you're not moving right now, quit pushing that out further. Quit making up excuses for, well, shoot, I don't have a trainer, I don't have a gym, I'll wait till next week. My back hurts, my neck hurts, like whatever it is. Your back probably hurts because you're not moving. Okay, the same thing with me. So that's not what this episode's about. This episode's about doing less and earning more, doing less and achieving more, doing less and living more, doing less and having more joy, doing less and having more happiness, doing less in life and actually achieving the dream that you want to achieve. Okay, so part of the doing less should not be doing less movement. Okay, so get out there and move, guys. I'm going to go in there and get my workout in, drink bunches of water. It's going to change your life. So this is a Trevor Truck Talk, if you could not tell. I'm driving to the office. I've got about 16 minutes from the time that I'm talking right now. And I was reading a book recently. It's something that I love reading, but I've got to get some bad habits out of me. That's one thing that I have not slayed that dragon yet, guys, is I've got my habit tracker, and I'm still kind of like this semi-roller coaster of consistency with habit building. I haven't gotten the habit of building great habits yet. Now, I have a lot more good habits today than I did 3 years ago, than I did 5 years ago, for sure better than I did 10 years ago. But it still feels like there's all these habits that kind of creep up that hold me back. And the funny thing is, every level that you get in life, here's an example. If you're not married, there's certain habits, certain bad habits that you probably don't even need to fix right now. But as soon as you get married, they're going to be front and center that you're going to need to fix those bad habits. Okay. And so as your life changes, new habits, new things become important to you to really get to the next level. And so these in general aren't ones that I've struggled with for years. They're just right now very timely where I'm going, okay, right now I really need to slay this habit because it's important that I do in order to help me get to the next level. And so reading is one of those. It's on my habit tracker to read 10 minutes a day. And I'm kind of probably 30% do, 70% don't. But I know when I do, it massively shifts my mindset. It slows me down. It's one of the things that actually I would much rather add that in than have more tech time, than have more time on my phone, because it's focused time. It's not distracted time. And so a book that I just wrapped up was one by the founders of Basecamp. And they wrote a book called, or the book's called It Doesn't Have to Be This Crazy at Work. And essentially they're kind of busting apart so many myths and so many things that people think you need to do in business in order to achieve big things. And they run a company that's, you know, $30, $40, $50 million a year, somewhere around there, highly profitable. In their book and other interviews I've heard from them, they say they profit tens of millions per year in net profit. So they're doing just fine, okay? And so as I'm going through this book, one common theme that they kept on bringing up in different ways, and they had one chapter that was about it, and I posted it on Instagram, and it was one of the most engaged in Instagram posts that I've had in a while. So go follow me on Instagram, y'all. You'll see a lot more behind the scenes of my life, of my business, of wins, of struggles, of things I'm teaching you, things like that. So go follow me on Instagram, Trevor Monk. But that chapter hit me hard because it was basically do less, okay? Now, it's not the first time I've heard that concept. I read a book called Essentialism probably 4 or 5 years ago that basically shows this graphic, and I'll repost the graphic on my Instagram here today. So if you have a chance to go scroll down my Instagram, you'll be able to find this graphic. It's going to have two circles on it, and one circle has a bunch of little arrows coming out from it. They're short arrows, they're little short arrows coming out from all around the circle. And then the other circle sitting next to it has just one line with an arrow pointing up, and it's a big long line pointing up with an arrow. And what it's trying to illustrate is when you do a bunch of things, when you have a lot of things to do, essentially you can only take each one of them so far. You can only focus on each one of them so much. You can only penetrate and make an impact with each one of them as much as the time and resources you have to push them forward. And guys, I'm so guilty of this, and you guys probably are too, where we think that by taking on more is better. You look at the hustle culture, and I don't want to bash hustle, because you have to hustle in order to break through and build your business. You've got to hustle if you're wanting to achieve big, but you shouldn't make hustle your lifestyle. And I think that's one of the things that people get so wrong. This is my opinion anyway, that if you make hustle your lifestyle, you can definitely achieve a lot in the business side of your life. But what about hustle on the other sides? What about hustle with your family? What about hustle with your wife or your husband? What about hustle with your kids? What about hustle with your giving and with your supporting charities? What about hustle on those sides of things? I think people always look at hustle on the business side and they glamorize hustle over there. And hustle really means do a lot of things. Okay, do lots of things, have long work days, have long work weeks, work 60 hours, work 80 hours a week. That's hustle. Okay, now that's what most people think is hustle. Now I want to show you the version of hustle that I love, and how it actually means doing less, and how it actually means working smarter and bringing other people into the fold to help you and to really push this vision and mission forward. Okay, what I deem as hustle is someone who's very, very clear on where you want to go, and you do everything that you need to do to get there. Okay, that to me is hustle. You're very clear on where you need to go, and you do everything that you need to do to get there. Now, it doesn't mean that you've got to do it all, right? And that's one thing that I got wrong early on. That's the thing I got way wrong early on, and I still find myself falling into that trap, is there's an important project ahead of me, and I'll give you a couple examples here. And rather than bringing in someone else to help me and kind of aligning around the outcome together, okay, hey, here's the outcome we want to have from this, and here's some criteria I'd love for you to look at. Now, you go out there and solve this problem and bring back to me a couple proposals. Bring back to me your best two or three ideas on this, and we'll talk it up together and make a decision together. That, to me, is a much better way to hustle. Bring other people along for the journey so they can help push this forward for you and with you. Okay, but so many people look at hustle as I've got to put my head down, I've got to grind, I've got to do all of this work. I. That's going to lead you guys into a massive, massive tailspin eventually, where you're going to get burnt out, where you're going to be wondering, why am I living this lifestyle for so long and I haven't achieved what I've wanted to achieve yet? And that's what happens to so many entrepreneurs. Okay, you start to hustle and you start to do so many things and you start to get some success. You're like, amazing, I'm just going to do more of what's already worked. I'm going to do more of that stuff that's already worked. And we don't catch up our ability to delegate. We don't catch up our ability to say no. Because in the early days, you have to say yes to lots of things. The early days, you've got to say yes to almost everything. You got to say yes to that meeting. You've got to say yes to trying out that marketing thing. You've got to say yes to trying this new strategy over here. You've got to say yes to so many things at the start because you've got to get momentum. One of the ways people don't get momentum as an entrepreneur is they say no way too much, or they say maybe. That's even worse, is maybe. They're hesitant on taking action on things. They're hesitant on looking at Carrot and going, okay, cool. I see all these case studies and tons of leads, millions of leads that have came in from Carrot, and thousands of deals are closed every single year from Carrot customers with inbound marketing, online marketing. They're some of the highest profit, highest margin deals. People come to you, okay? They see the case studies, but you say maybe or no, because they're like, I'm not sure if that really can work for me. I see it's working for all these people, but I'm not sure it can work for me. Or maybe you've tried it out, but you really didn't execute the full plan. That's a maybe. That's not a yes. That's a maybe. That's a maybe I'm going to give this a real go. Okay. So in the early days, way too many people say no and maybe. And you need to be saying yes very, very early on a lot. But then quickly, you need to shift that over to a lot more no's. Okay, a lot more no's. As soon as you find a couple things that work, there should be a lot of no's being thrown out there. If someone else wants to bring a new opportunity, nope, I've got this right ahead of me. I'm going to tackle this. What about this new marketing thing? Nope, this one over here is crushing it, and I haven't taken it deep enough. I'm going to go deeper and deeper and deeper on this one. Okay? What about going over here and trying this new business? Nope. That might be something cool for next year, but I need to get a team hired out over here first, so I don't deplete my golden goose over here that's working so well for me and rob it of the resources it needs to grow. I'm going to get the resources it needs to grow, get a team set up, get systems set up, and then I'll go over there and look at that opportunity. Okay? What about going to this other event? Nope. I already know exactly what I need to do right now. I don't need to go to another event. I need to just go and show up to my day, and I need to show up and make sure that I'm clear on what I need to do this month. I'm clear on what I need to do this week to achieve what I need to do this month, and I'm clear on what I need to do today and actually do that. I'm not going to get distracted. Okay? Hey, check out this post on Facebook or Instagram. It's like I'm saying here. Nope. I already know exactly what I need to do. I'm focused on what I need to do today. I'm not going to get distracted. Okay, the no's need to come a lot more. You need to do a lot less to achieve more, to be more, to strive for more. Now, here's some real world examples. Okay, this is about 3 months ago. We're coming up with a new career advancement framework here at Carrot, and that's something that as we grow, we're 26 people now. As we grow, I keep on being a massive bottleneck in the business. And it's funny because there's these different stages in business that happen. And at every stage, in the first few times, you think, man, I've got it figured out now. And you realize after going through the cycle a few times that, number one, you'll never have it figured out, because as long as you're growing, things always change. You always have to become and learn and be something else to hit the next level. But when you're just one person, the first thing you have to do is go, okay, cool. Let me say yes to a bunch of stuff. Let me figure out what works. Let me get clear on where I want to go. Let me get very clear on my vision. Let me get very clear on why that vision matters to me. Because if you don't get clear on any of that, nothing else matters. Okay. Take out a piece of paper, or if you're driving, visualize this in your mind. Okay. Visualize a bullseye. So this bullseye has three rungs to it. Draw the inner rung, you know, the bullseye in the middle. It's a smaller one. Then draw one right outside of that, and then draw one more right outside of that. So you've got three rungs there. Okay, and then write down, or visually write, right in the middle of the bullseye is Y. Okay? Then right outside of the Y is the what, is what. Okay? Then right outside of what is how. So you've got Y, what, how. Okay? And this is something I learned from Simon Sinek. He calls it the golden triangle. I think I mix up the why. I mix up the what and the how. He does how and then what, I think it is. But I do what and how. And here's why this is important. Okay, so many entrepreneurs focus just on the what and the how. They go, what am I going to do to make money, or what am I going to do for business? Okay, I'm going to do wholesaling. Okay, I'm going to do flipping. Okay, I'm going to be a real estate agent. Okay, I'm going to have a software company. Okay, cool. That's awesome. You got the what. Then they get convicted to the what, and then they go, awesome, how do I do this? How do I do this now? Okay. Let me go out there and find a coach. Let me go out there and find some training. Let me go listen to a podcast. Let me go take a course. Let me go learn from a mentor. Let me just go and do and learn the how. Okay, so many people focus on the what, and then they go out there and discover the how do I execute this? Now, the problem with that is you're likely going to get discouraged decently easy. You're likely going to find all kinds of ways and reasons to give up. Because if you just focus on the what and the how, you don't have your heart in it. You have your head in it, but you don't have your heart in it at that point. So in order to get your heart in it, you need to focus on the why. Okay, you need to focus on the why. And the why should be the most important part of any of your journey. If you don't have a clear conviction on why, then you're probably not going to do the what and the how. Or you're not going to do it to stick through it long enough. So if you get convicted to your why could literally be your family. Your why could be to prove to those in your past that you can do what you set out to do, because maybe you had some naysayers in the past. Your why could be like mine, is to be a beacon of positivity and possibility to others, because I know that's never going to end. I'm always going to want to be a beacon of positivity and possibility to others. Okay. Your why could be to grow an amazing team and amazing business so you can impact your community like we're doing here. I'm buying the building next door to me. We're going to be putting retail downtown, bringing more businesses downtown, putting apartments upstairs. We're going to keep on doing that. We want to revitalize our downtown some more. Okay, that's part of our why. We have multiple whys. And you can have multiple whys. I think you should have multiple whys. Okay? You should. And then all of a sudden, the what and the how are going to become a lot more apparent for you. You're going to get charged when you're getting discouraged and you keep on having loss after loss, or you keep on hitting points where you go, man, is it worth it? This thing isn't working yet. Should I keep on doing it? You're going to keep on doing it because your why is strong enough. Okay, now, why does this matter to this topic I'm bringing up right now of do less? Because when you're clear on your why and you're clear on your what, and you start to learn the how, okay, then you can start to be a lot more choosy on, okay, I'm very clear on these things. I'm not going to get distracted by taking on all this stuff. Okay, I'm not going to get distracted by taking on this project and this project and this project. Doesn't mean you can't do it. Doesn't mean you have to say no, but you can say later, okay? Everything doesn't have to be a no. It can be a later. And I think that's one thing that I'm just getting out of my truck now. I think that's one thing that I wish I would have learned a lot sooner is I kept on thinking early on that if I say no to this, then that's shutting a door. But in actuality, a no can be a later. A no can be, well, no, right now is not the right time, but maybe in 6 months, or maybe next quarter, or maybe next year, or maybe next month, or maybe next week. So if you have someone who wants to have a meeting with you, and you know that you're just really, really busy right now, and you're like, oh, I'm just usually taking those meetings right away because I don't want to miss an opportunity. What if you say instead, well, you know what? Not right now. I've already got my items for the week. What if next week works for that person? What if next month works for that person? Okay, figure that out. Okay, the next thing is go through your list of tasks today and figure out if there's someone who can do some of those things for you. Okay, that's one thing that I'll do my energy audit. Just go to carrot.com/energy, carrot.com/energy, and you can find my energy audit. I'll do this 15-minute every quarter energy audit. And what you're going to find, y'all, is you're going to find yourself jotting down the things that give you energy, that you're really, really good at, and the things that drain your energy. And the first things that you should be getting off of your lap to do less of are the things that drain your energy. And that energy audit changed my life, completely changed my life. That's why I put it out there for free for everyone. You don't even have to put in an email address to get it, at least as of right now. Okay, so go to carrot.com/energy. Take the energy audit. If you feel yourself getting overwhelmed with too many tasks, if you feel yourself trying to find time to get work done, if you feel yourself kind of walking in mud. You just feel like, man, I'm just doing lots of things and it feels like I should have a breakthrough by now. And you aren't having that breakthrough. You're probably doing too many things. You need to be doing less things, but better things. You need to be focusing on the things that are higher leverage. Get rid of the things that are low leverage and just go out there and have fun. Okay, guys, go to carrot.com/energy. Find ways to do less this week. See if you can't cut your workload by 40 or 50% this week. Just focus on the most important stuff. Say later to everything else. And report back to me how that changes your business, changes your life. All right, have an amazing rest of the week. Heading into the office right now to get a workout in. And hit the day hard, guys. Talk soon.